Duma may be kulu d'chayvi. Maybe this whole min called 60 Yisroinim really is supposed to be l'chayva. Maybe the person made a neder to bring 60. And so you only have a right to burn the first kmitza, not the second one. But then the klal is the chol shumi menelishim harayin about the tefilu. Anytime you burnt like part of it, you're not going to burn the rest of it. So to be allowed not to burn the second kmitza. So how could you burn the second kmitza? So Marin says, I'm of you the bray, the Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the master gloom is shem eitzim. He says, makes it tonight. He takes off the first kmitza l'shem chayva. And that one he could burn. Then he takes off the second kmitza, and that one is a tanai. If the first one was a chayva, 460, so that I'm burning now is not l'shem akhtar, it's l'shem eitzim. Then there's no avera. But if the first chayva was only, let's say, 20, 30, 40, so there's still some Israel left over to be in the devil, so then this kmitza is the first in the devil, and then you have a right to burn it. Uksu Rebeleza, like Rebeleza holds. The time you will learn, Rebeleza Reina. The passage says, L'reach nichoyach, so Yidashin Iya Tamala, you're not allowed to burn something l'shem burn l'shem reach nichoyach, the shirayim. Like when you burn the ikar of it, you can't burn the shirayim anymore. Avel, Tamala l'shem eitzim. But he stands, take some of the shirayim and put it on the mizbeach, not l'shem akhtaro, but stand l'shem eitzim, yodas no avera. That's the 18 also. Take the second kmitza and you burn it with a tanai. If you mechuyiv to, it's l'shem akhtaro. If you're not mechuyiv to, it's only l'shem eitzim, meaning stand burning, not l'shem mitzvah akhtaro. Oh, malei revacha bread, revacha revashi, the duma may be the kula yalma mut la'ar chedib in the deva. Maybe no. Here's a question of this. Maybe both Reb and Chum, both old, you'll have to put together in the same kli, a medover and a chayva. If so, what's the machlekes over here? For a hocho, did the Reb Lezer commit again? So we are born in Islu, the Reb Lezer, that what? That you could burn a second Akhtara, even though it's Shirayim, because you can make it tonight, L'shem Eitzim. And the reason why Rebbe says it has to be in separate kelim, because you put it together, for Rebbe Lester, the Reb Lezer. Because Rebbe does know from Reb Lezer Shita, so he has to be afraid maybe the whole mincha was the Shem Chayva, and you have no right to burn the second Akhtara, so the second Kemitza. Maybe that's why Rebbe also has to be in two separate kelim. So Rebbe says back, or Malay, E Sakotat, if you would tell me and think that the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, that really holds Mutal Arab Chayva bin Adobe, let him mix up the two together, Chayva bin Adobe, Udu Rebbe Lezer, Leslie, and also Rebbe does not hold from Lezer Svara. That once you burn the Kemitza, the Shirayim, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbech at all, not even the Shem, Eitzim. If so, Efsha Demaisi Shishin Bechad Mana, still, there's still an Eitzim then. Why does Rebbe say you have to bring 60 different Kelim, 1 to 60? Let him do like this. Let him bring one Kli with 60 Yisrael a minute. That's one Kli. The Maisi Shishin Bechad Mana. Bechad Mana. And then let him bring the second Kli with only one Yisrael. Omagamahu, and I put them together, the comets and make a Kemitza. The rest of it is what Efsha, the Maisi Shishin Bechad Mana, Bechad Bechad Mana says, the comets migoy the bresha. Let him first take a kmitza out of the big kli that has 60 inside it. Well, master, make a tell like this. If this whole kli is l'shem chayva, meaning he really meant to bring 60 first, shapa, very good. And the second one is in the dover. But v'loi, if he did not mean the first neder to bring 60, is so hard the kmitza having the chayva. As many as I made my chayva for should be from this big kli, and I take a kmitza now l'shem l'chayva. Or my the kmitza the kli achar, that I make a kmitza in the second kli, wherever Yahu Yisorin, it should be for that Yisorin in the second kli, and also a loisim the dovram that was left over from the first kli. Like as umaga, and they'll touch the two kelim together, there beside there, so therefore you can make a kmitza. So chura, if Rebbe would hold, like we're saying, they let it put together in the same kli, a neger and in the dovram, so that's the kasha. Why do you have to bring 60 kelim? 1 to 60, just bring 2 kelim. And one kli bring 60, and in one kli bring 1. And manashachi the yotza. That's the raya Rebbe holds that you can't mix together in the same kli, a chayven and a nedava. So therefore you have to have 60 separate kelim, 1 to 60. Yeah. Rav Amram says like this. Rav Amar, it could be the Kuliyam everybody holds. Mut the Larav Chayyub and Nadova. The latter mixed together. A Minchas Chayyub and Nadova. Or the Kuliyam is to Rav Lezer. Even Rebbe holds like Rav Lezer. And so what's the machlokes then? If he could burn a second kemitza, so what's the machlokes over here? I tell you, the whole could have proved to the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanu kemiflagi. This now went like this. Afilu mincha shosamech yisarin. Even if you managed to bring a mincha of 60 yisroinim, we had noisun lo samech lug. Tanakamo is if so, you have to bring samech lug of shemen. For every yisarin of flour, you need one lug of shemen. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Rabbanu. Afilu mincha shashishim yisarin. Eilu ena luga. Even though you managed a mincha here to bring 60 yisroinim of flour, still you only need just one lug of shemen. Shinema, the prophet says, La mincha v'lug shemen. Mashma, as big as you want to make your mincha, you never mean more than one shemen. So that's the machlokes. First says now that Rabbanan Savri Kirabonin. Rabbanan holds that Rabbanan Shita the Yamri Samich Lug. That you have to bring 60 lugs of shemen, and therefore v'chol chad v'chad yisorin lug of kashokal. That every single yisorin needs its own lug of shemen. So therefore, it's no problem. Bring this one kli of 60 Yisraelim, and Taka put 60 lugum of shemen inside it. And mana shakhi di yotza. For Rabbi Sovinok of Lezer ben Yaakov, the Omar, ein le'ele lugo, that even though you would not have to bring 60 Yisraelim, you only need one lug. If so, for lo yadin, then you can't bring it in one kli, because you don't know how much shemen to put in. Lo yadin en ichode minchi, that if you bring 60 in one kli, maybe really you only meant to bring one mincha of 60 yisroinim. And then the saga lo b'chad lug. You don't have to put just one lug of shemen inside it. The other side is maybe no. Or shtei menochas ninu. Maybe really you only meant to make a mincha less than 60. Now that you have 60 yisroinim, it's like two separate menochas. One's a chayva, one's a nadava. They be in shtei lugin, and then you have to have two lugs of shemen. So since you don't know how much shemen to put in, that's the reason why Rabbi says you can't put in one big kli, but rather you have to have 60 different kelim. So that could be the machlokes. Rashi yomar b'katan v'hei v'gadol k'miflagi. Rashi says b'katan v'hei v'gadol v'ze inam le'nodir le'shleish yisroinis. Even if only men they bring three. O'maisi chamish le'nidrei yotza. Even if the prophets say you only meant to bring a neder for one or two or three, you could still bring 60. You'd be yotzi a neder. That's the machlokes. Rabbanan savri katan. If you manada to bring only 10 or 20, they be godl and you bring 60 yisroinim yotzi. As long as you don't bring less, but to bring more, it's your yotzi. So it's true. Then it's treat according to Rabbanan. Bring one mincha of 60 yotzi monashach. Rabbi seven lo yotzi not yotza. If you not have 20, it has to be bedafka 20. If you bring 60, not yotza. So most zayv of lugu b'chod zim. We had this machlokes once already. We had the machlokes later. I mean, dafkud zayv. We had the machlokes soon. That now we learned later. Cotton ve'di gozel. You not have to bring two esrei when you brought five. Yotza. Rabbi yom lo yotza. So you had the machlokes once. What do you need the machlokes twice for? So most you have three, you need it twice. The yitzmer b'ho over here. Vokami Rabbanin Mishum Di'i Di'vidi Kainitzu. Both of them you have to make a kmitza from. Rashi says, Ben Micha Godol, Ben Micha Ktano, Chad Kainitz Makav, you're only burning one kmitza. Avol Hosam the Konofish Imurim, but over there you bring a different type of Imurim over there. Eima Modlel Rebbe. There, the Rabbanin would agree to Rebbe. Rashi says, Vikla Meima Loyochi Noda, Vukama Loyot and Fish in Imurim Dido. His next Gemara there, we'll see later, we'll see next daf, is talking about the Murim, how much you have to burn. So there's different the Murim there, maybe the Rabbanim would agree to Rebbe. And the Yitma behold the case later, the Murim by Korbin, the Yitma Rebbe, that you can't do more than you're supposed to. Ava behold by a Mincha, and a Murim the Rabbanim, here we agree to the Rabbanim, that even though you may even need to bring a Mincha of 5 Yisroinim, maybe you could bring a Mincha of 10 Yisroinim, Tzricha. That's when the Chiddush is saying no, that the Machlokes is both cases. That is a symbol for next Mishnah, sin of Eitzim, Zov, Yain, Ola, Toido, and Shor. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, somebody says, Harei Alai Eitzim. He says he's menagged himself to bring Eitzim. He He has to bring an apron for korban, for nedava. So lochu is lo yifchas mishnei gizrin. He can't bring less than two pieces of wood. That's the least. What about somebody says, are we allowed to bring levaina? So lo yifchas mikaymus, he can't bring less than a handful of this levaina. What's going to be chamish? Another mishnah says chamisha kamotim heim. There are five things that need a kamitza. There are chamisha kamotim heim. Here that the shear of these things is a kaymitz. That's Voimer, Haraya Lai Lavoina, these guys are Lai Lavoina, Lyukhas can't bring less than a kaimitz. Hamas Nadav Mincha is Yavi Ima Kaimitz Lavoina. You have to bring at least one of the kaimitz of Lavoina. Hamal is the kaimitz of Bachutz. If somebody burns a kaimitz of Bachutz, he's Chayiv Misa. Vishnei Bezichin, two Vishnei Kamotzen. That's in Lechem upon him by the Shulchan. We had the Shnei Bezichim, and each Bezich had to be a Kamitza of Levina. So these five halachas have halachas with the Shira of a Kamitza. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Harei Yolai Zov, if someone's menad himself to bring gold, so he needs a matbeya, a golden matbeya, to bring it to the Bedek Abayis. So a Yivchais Medina Zov, he has to at least bring a dinner's worth of Zov. Yeah. Which is, we were 25 dinar kesef, silver. Yeah. Basically, somebody says kesef. Somebody says to bring silver. La yivchas medina kesef. You can't bring less than a dinar's worth of kesef. The choshes. Somebody says to bring kapal. La yivchas mimo kesef. You can't bring less than more kesef. He has to give nechoshes that's worth at least a more of kesef. What's good? The guy says parashti. Any day in my parashti, he said the first he made his nedim. He said clearly how much he wanted to bring. Now he forgot. Is maybe at shiurmal alakach miskavanti. He has to bring as much as like for sure he did not mean more than that. So Moshe says turn about one like this. The pasuk says korban. Is malam nefnevel enout shemis nadfin eitzim. The person can bring an eitz wood for korban. To come, how much do you have to bring? Shnei gzirim, you have to bring two logs of wood. The chen rem, the pasuk says nechemiyam v'hagorola sipalnu al korban hu eitzim. So from this pasuk we see that eitzim is called a korban. Now Rebbe Yem Rebbe says eitzim korban heim, it's a korban. And tuna melech, yosah has to melech like a regular korban. Or tuna gosh, you have to bring it towards the mezbeach. And Amar Rabbi Rabbi says, Odiva Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Eitzim Tuna Kamitza, you have to make a Kamitza from Eitzim also. Amar Rapopo, Odiva Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Eitzim, Eitzim like a korban, you have to have other Eitzim there burning first, and put these Eitzim on top of them. So that Lovoyna, Lyukhus, Minakoimitz, Mnon, is still here, and men of Kumsim, Sals, and Mincha, Mishamna, is called Lovoyna. Is Makish Lovoyna, La Roma de Mincha. Maha Roma de Mincha, you take off from the Mincha's Koimitz, after Levoina Nami Kremitz, how much of a mint Levoina you have to bring a Kmitza. You were holding Daf Kuf Zayin Nomad Aleph on top. Just really the last Gemara was, we had on Kuf Vav and Beis was a ton of Rabbanim. Harei Elai LeMizbeach. If somebody is menada to bring something for the mizbeach, so it says the yovel levoina. You're supposed to bring levoina. Why? Shein lechadav shakol lagabi mizbeach elu levoina. The only thing that's completely burnt on the mizbeach is only levoina. What's going to be pirashti? The person says, when I made my neder, I was mefarish. I explained exactly what I meant that I want to bring on the mizbeach. And now later, the end of your day, my pirashti, I forgot what I meant to say. So in such a case, in lachar is yovel mikol dover shakol lemizbeach. He should bring from any of the things that are burnt on the Mizbeach, like we'll soon see there are a lot of things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Because the only thing that's completely burnt is only the Levoina. So if he said Lashna Parashti, Nashma, he meant more than just Levoina, therefore we have a Sof, we have to bring all these things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. And now the Gemara goes to explain like this. For Sulek, is it true that the only thing that's burnt completely on the Mizbeach is only the Levoina? For the Gemara, why? Weak oil, there's a carbon oil that whole thing is burnt. So Moshe says, no, Iko Eira, there's the skin of the Korban Eira, the kind of goes to Kehanim. For the Moshe, well, Iko Eira Saif, there's the Eira Saif that those things is burnt. So Moshe says, no, there's no skin on the Eira Saif, the bird of a knife. So the Eira Saif. So